You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 22nd day of November 2022 as we get the show on the road, as always, driven by Ed Morse. And of course, Ed Morse has been owned and operated in South Florida for over 75 years. They truly go above and beyond for their customers. If you're looking for a Cadillac, they probably have it in one of their three Ed Morse Cadillac dealerships in South Florida. There's also Honda in Riviera Beach, Toyota in Delray Beach, Chevy, Buick, GMC in Sunrise. You can find out more at edmorse.com. You know, there has been a theme and an angle to a conversation that has really made me personally uncomfortable over the last 24 hours. Zach Wilson of the New York Jets had a horrible game on Sunday against the New England Patriots. Zach Wilson was asked after the game whether or not he feels like he let the defense down with his performance, and he said no. No, he took no accountability, at least publicly, after the game. And people have gone to this place, and Booger McFarland, who I think is great, did it on ESPN last night. So I don't want to just, I mean, I just singled out Booger, but I don't mean to just make it about him because he's not the only one. They have brought up the fact that he grew up with money and that maybe because Zach Wilson's family was successful, he is not accountable. And I find that conversation to be utterly ridiculous. Now, let me be clear on something, because I feel like this needs to be said as part of this. I grew up in Westchester County, New York, upper middle class area, okay? I did not have to, I was privileged. There's no question about that. I'm not going to sit there and apologize for the hard work my dad put in to provide for my family. I'm not going to apologize for that, but I'm going to also own it, right? Some of the hurdles that other people had, I did not have, okay? I didn't. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I did. That said, I could still be accountable. I could still look in a mirror. I could still point a thumb and not a finger. I mean, is Patrick Mahomes not accountable? Because to me, he feels really damn accountable. Patrick Mahomes' father played Major League Baseball. He had money growing up. Is Peyton Manning not accountable? Was Peyton Manning after games blaming others? Peyton Manning's father, Archie, played in the NFL. They had money. Was Grant Hill, as a basketball player, not accountable because his dad played in the NFL? Calvin, with the Cowboys? Grew up with money. Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers grew up with money. His father has worked for the Mets for a long time. Upper middle class area growing up. Is Donovan Mitchell not accountable? Like, this concept, because you have money, you're accountable, or because you don't have money, you're not accountable? LeBron James had no money growing up. I wouldn't consider him one of the most accountable athletes out there. His kids are going to grow up with billions, with a B. And you know what? For all intents and purposes, his kids seem unbelievably accountable. It's actually the opposite. Like, they seem like great kids. I just don't understand how somebody grew up, whether or not they had money or not, has played into this. Zach Wilson's not a great quarterback. Zach Wilson had an awful game. Zach Wilson was not accountable. For somebody or anybody to go to the place of he must have been raised this way, if we don't actually know how he was raised, is utterly ridiculous to me. Like, that one has nothing to do with the other. I'll never forget when I watched the Bad Boys documentary with the Pistons on ESPN, and maybe I had the wrong mindset going in, admittedly, but when I found out that Bill Laimbeer grew up with money and he grew up wealthy, I was like, what? I would have figured that guy grew up in a box and had nothing, and that's why he's scrapping and fighting and clawing. And so, like, don't judge a book by its cover. I understand Zach Wilson had money. His family had money growing up. That is not why he did or didn't do what he did over the weekend. Like, that's ridiculous to me. Does it factor into somebody's life? Obviously. But unless you were there, unless you know how his parents parented him, how the hell can you make that leap? That, to me, is utterly ridiculous. Well, if you do have some money, hopefully you put it into your PNC bank account. When it comes to playing the game, every athlete has their why. Maybe it's for the legacy, the rush of a win, a championship ring. PNC Private Bank wants to understand your why, your purpose. Once they understand it, they'll map out a personalized path forward to help you reach your goals. So what is your why? With PNC Private Bank, a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group Incorporated. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. Give me Ben Simmons and the Nets over the Sixers tonight in Philly as Simmons returns to, of course, Philadelphia. We are on to Wednesday on ESPN 106.3.